Blog Talk Radio.
Radio show is for mature audiences only. That means, boys and girls, you must be 18 years of age or older to listen.
One facet of your life is totally together. You're educated, you own your own home or condominium, you have your own vehicle, you have a successful career, and you're earning a mid to high five-figure salary or better. A recipe for happiness, correct? Well, slow down, not necessarily. The one thing you seem to be missing in your life are exciting social events tailor-made for the single upscale professional. You yearn to be around middle-class professionals just like yourself. What are your options? My guest for the evening is very experienced at sponsoring and hosting events that are right up your alley, particularly if you're African-American. No scrubs and riffraff allowed in this woman's parties. Her parties are usually held at upscale venues in the Chicagoland region, and now she's about to branch out into a nationwide venture that will have upscale urban professionals all over the country getting together for getaway trips and highly enjoyable activities. Who is this resourceful young woman who has made it her mission to enhance the social lives of college-educated, middle-class urban professionals? Her name is Kimberly J. Brown, and the creator of Chicago's Intimate Setting, and more recently, North Meets South, is about to take time out of her schedule to get up front and straightforward with Alan Roger Curry.
Oh my God, is this Alan Roger Curry of Mode 1 fame? Oh my God,
you're really good at this.
I gotta ask you, do you feel that black men have some type of unwritten obligation to date and marry someone in a race? You do?
I think they do. I think white people should date white people. I think black people should date black people.
Now, how did you come up with this idea to go to Italy with the women?
With the women, right. I just got so tired of hearing all my male friends talk about Brazil and how great Brazil is for them.
When I was growing up, I would go and hear about black women complaining about white women are stealing our men. Don't complain about your goods being stolen if you casually leave them on the front porch.
Have sex.
Enjoy your life. You know, men really want women to have standards. They really do. And I don't know how we got off of the mark there, but men do like classy women, and they want women to have standards.
I think you can be single and be very, very happy, and I think it's about taking the pressures off about being married.
I'm not saying that you should disrespect the woman. Never disrespect your woman, but the key is to not let her walk all over you.
Romantic love is very volatile. People don't realize it. And it is a drug. People don't realize it. Men and women do stupid things. Not all men, but sometimes you'll do something stupid.
I think it's a turn-on because just to see that person, just to enjoy themselves and just to watch them touching that person and making them feel good, I think that's kind of sexy, actually.
Yo, yo! Mode 1! This is Gerard McClendon from Chicago Tonight and the McClendon Report. Right now you're listening to Upfront and Straightforward with my good friend, Alan Roger Curry. Mode 1, let the women know, fellas, what you're really thinking. Ha ha, Alan Roger Curry.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry. We're on the Blog Talk Radio, Internet Radio Network, and I'm your host, Alan Roger Curry. And today is Thursday, March 12th, and tonight's show features a woman who is known in the Chicagoland region for hosting some of the best parties in the area for middle-class, upscale African-American professionals. And we'll get more into that in a moment. First, I got some disappointing news for my very loyal supporters. For like the third or fourth time since I started my show, some of my loyal supporters tend to criticize me whenever I go on a hiatus. They're like, Alan, why are you always going on hiatus? You know, I've had some as long as, I don't know, 6-7 weeks. Others just maybe a week or two. This is going to be one of the shorts, just 2 weeks, but I will not be on the air next week. I'm going to be in New York City next week, so I just won't find the time to do my show next week. So next week I'm going to be in New York City. Then the following week I'm just going to have a lot on my plate, and so I apologize if for those that come every Thursday, you know, ready to listen to a new and live show, but I will return Thursday, April 2nd, I will return with a new live show, and I will have as my guest a well-known attraction and seduction guru and growing legend. He's been on the NBC Today Show, some of the other morning shows. He was on Dr. Phil. His name is Paul Janka. Paul Janka will be here on Thursday, April 2nd. And, yep, see, my friend Adrian mentioned in the chat room, March Madness. See, now you wouldn't want me to compete against March Madness, would you? March Madness, that's right. I don't want to compete against March Madness. But, yeah, no, even if March Madness wasn't going on, I just wouldn't be able to do shows the next 2 weeks. But, so I will return on Thursday, April 2nd, is when I will come back live. As I always do, I give love to my listeners, but particularly my chat room listeners. I got my good friend and sports fanatic, Adrian from Columbus, Ohio, otherwise known as Diva 362636 in the chat room. Got my boy Hypert in the chat room. A few guests. Butterflies 70, Destiny 247, Larrikin, Ed Lips, Queens of Media, much love to you. Relationship coach Rhea, and lovely 9780, and I'm sure a few more chat room listeners will be making their way into the chat room as they always do. A few other shout outs will be my brother and ace confidant, Stephen Curry, my cousin JP Jones, Michael Bennett, Randy Crumpton, Candace Corbin, Kathy Holloway Hill. Will Wavy had a good show last night. I enjoyed it. They talked about open relationships. And Steve Dean Williams, he always has good, interesting show, as well as many of my other fellow Blog Talk Radio colleagues. Much love to my Facebook buddies. You know, Facebook, people are just real active. I tell everybody, Facebook has just exploded, as well as now Twitter. I don't know how many of you are on Twitter. It's exploded. So all this internet communication. What's up, Ann J in the chat room? Rial. Okay, that's the correct pronunciation. Relationship coach Rial is in my chat room. Well, as Adrian mentioned in the chat room, March Madness is about to start. Right now you're having a lot of the conference championships. If you're a sports fan, you know all the conference championships are starting to happen. Big Ten Championship, Big East Championship. Baylor had a big upset today. Oklahoma lost. Marquette was losing. Just a bunch of games. I'm a big college basketball fan, so I'm definitely going to be keeping up. And that, you know, I normally don't keep up with girls basketball, but in the state of Indiana, my cousin, I got an older cousin, had me keeping up with this young lady named Skylar Diggins. Make a note of that name, Skylar Diggins. This young lady is off the chain. She's graduating from South Bend Washington High School in South Bend, Indiana. She's going to be a freshman at Notre Dame next year. She led her team to state championship game four times, 4 years in a row. Skylar Diggins, she's tight. Did you hear that the guy who threw the shoes at Bush got 3 years? Did you hear about that? He got 3 years. I'm going to be honest with you. I would take 3 years to throw some shoes at W. Bush. I would.
Alan, you're stupid.
I would take 3 years just to throw. I would make sure they got spikes on the bottom. I would have threw some shoes at Bush. But, yeah, that guy got 3 years. Britney Spears has a new record and video coming out, and it's interesting. You talk about Mode 1. Anybody familiar with my book knows that Mode 1 is all about bold, upfront, straightforward communication. Well, Britney Spears must have read Mode 1 because she got a record coming out called F-U-C-K Me. F-U-C-K Me. Can you get any more direct than that? F-U-C-K Me. That's her new record, her new video. I wanna listen to that song. I really want to listen to that song. Yeah, that's one of the best titles for a woman to make of any record in the history of records. F-U-C-K Me. She has so many men out buying that record and listening to that video, man. Shoot. And speaking of records, the big news today is Chris Brown and Rihanna. You all know about their drama. Now, you know, Rihanna, what happened? She was saying, my one, and then Chris got all mad and stuff, started hitting on her and stuff. But it turns out they have recorded a duet together. Get this. Not only did they record a duet together, but they recorded it after he beat her ass. What's that about? They recorded a duet. I think the name of the song is called Beat My Ass. No, I'm just joking. No, but they recorded a duet, and
So I don't know. She must have this really high degree of forgiveness about her to just, you know, go in the studio right after he gave her a beatdown. Chicago Sears Tower renamed. The Sears Tower will no longer be called the Sears Tower. Sad to say, if you live in Chicago, from Chicago, Sears Tower will no longer be called the Sears Tower. They are renaming the Sears Tower after the guy from Different Strokes. That's right. Todd Bridges used to star as Willis Jackson, and that's what they're going to name the Sears Tower. It's going to be called the Willis Tower. No, it's actually not going to be named after him, but there's some company in England that bought the Sears Tower. But that's monumental in Chicago, because the Sears Tower has been the Sears Tower ever since it's been the Sears Tower. I mean, ever since its existence, it's been the Sears Tower, and now it's going to be called the Willis Tower. I used to go down in the basement and grub on the hot dogs in that cafeteria and everything. So that's just different. But speaking of Chicago, my guest for the evening was born and raised in the city of Chicago. She graduated from the prestigious St. Ignatius Academy and later the University of Illinois with a degree in mechanical engineering, as well as a law degree in estate planning from the U of I Law School. I'm telling you, the young lady is a brain. She is a brain. She has owned her own real estate company and currently works as a wills, trust, and estate planning attorney in the city of Chicago, in addition to being a single social event organizer. So on behalf of Upfront and Straightforward and Blog Talk Radio listeners, give it up for singles social events organizer and entrepreneur, Kimberly J. Brown. What is up, Kimberly J. Brown?
Hey there, Alan. How are you?
I gotta tell my listening audience.
You gotta be gentle. You have to be gentle with me, Alan, okay?
Now, how many times have I heard that?
Probably twice today, knowing you, Alan.
That's my little.
Some of these sounds.
I got my little peanut gallery. They love to laugh and everything. But no, I'm telling my listening audience, I've known this young lady. Now, most of my guests, quite frankly, I've never met in person. I didn't talk to them until I interviewed them on my show. It's been about maybe like 1/4 of my guests who I've known before I interviewed them on my show. I knew them in person. Kimberly tonight is one of those. I met her about 3.5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
She was running a series of events for singles, upscale singles, called The Intimate Setting. And I think I attended the first one around October of 2005. And see, she's kind of played into, listeners, the whole Mode 1 phenomenon, because actually prior to meeting Kimberly, I only had Mode 1 as an ebook.
Mm-hmm.
And Kimberly and I got into this conversation. I was telling her about the Mode 1 ebook. And see, she's Mode 1 in her own right. She's pretty straightforward. She don't miss words. And after I gave her the script, she said, "Alan, that book sounds like you're just trying to teach men how to get some pussy."
That is not what I said.
That's essentially what you said.
That is not what I said.
I might have changed the word or something, but that's
that
essentially what you said.
That is not what I said, Mr. Curry.
Not at all. Well, let's put it this way.
What I asked you is why you're publishing the book, and I called you on it.
No, here's the thing. She was initially against it. She thought she was going to dislike it. She was like, "Alan, you know, you can let me read it, but I already know I'm going to have criticisms." And then what happened, she read it and
loved
it.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yep, 'cause
you're right,
you're right, because before I read it, you didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
You said, "Nah, I don't.
Absolutely right.
And then, yeah, she read it and loved it. And then She not only just complimented me, but she took it a step further and lit a fire under my butt, challenged me to give a presentation at one of her functions. And what was the significance of this function was prior to this function that I presented, did my presentation, I'd never really spoken about Mo 1 to a group of women. I'd always spoken about Mo 1 to fellas, at least as a group. I'd always just spoken to Mo 1 to fellas. I'd spoken to maybe a few women, you know, individually, one-on-one. But, yeah, it was about, what would you say, about 20, 25 women, about 15, 20 guys.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I gave a Mo 1 presentation at her big, spacious clubhouse. And what was the funniest thing was about two-thirds of the way into my presentation, there was a little... This little gender bashing session start going on, and it just like it was getting heated, wasn't it, Kimberly?
Yes, it was. You were starting a riot in my house. You were starting a riot. I didn't know how we were gonna calm those people down. It was. It got hot.
Now, see, I gotta talk to my brothers listening to this show. See, brothers, mm-hmm. You know how a lot of sisters like to say where. I think there's a lot of brothers out there that are intimidated by successful sisters. And that's how it all started. Sister got up and said mm-hmm. that she felt like most, you know, black men were intimidated by the financial success and career success of black women. And, oh, man, for like the next 10 to 15 minutes, all hell
longer
broke
than
them.
That. Longer than that. It was
longer
than
that.
It had to have been it had to have been probably almost a half an hour. They were going at it.
No, we got under control before the half
no,
hour.
No, no, you were so heated in the middle trying to calm everyone down. It went on for at least, I would say, half an hour.
Yeah, because, folks, we had microphones and
mm-hmm.
it pretty much went back and forth. A woman would say something, then a guy would mm-hmm. get on a microphone and give his rebuttal, then another sister stood up and gave her rebuttal. And, oh, man, it was just a trip. But anyway, yeah, that the significance of that night, though, was that was when, because, see, my brother, who you met, Kimberly, Stephen.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Hey, Stephen.
He had been urging me to turn Mo 1 into a book for, like, years. And even when I turned an e-book, he was like, no, man, you need to turn this into a paperback. And I had always kind of blew it off. But what happened that night at your function, all these people, mainly women, came up, and they were ready to buy. Some people had cash in hand, ready to buy the book.
Wow.
And I was like, wow. Oh, no, I just got an e-book. They were like, an e-book? We want something we can hold in our hand. We don't want no e-book. And my brother was giving me that look like, dude, didn't I tell you? Didn't I tell you? So, matter of fact, about a month, I'd say roughly 4 to 6 weeks after that event, that's when Mo 1 first became a paperback. And as they say, the rest is history. So I give Kimberly Brown kudos for having me present there, even though they had that, as she says, half-hour drama. But it was good.
Well, I am very proud of you. I'm so proud of you, Alan. I can't say it enough, and I send you emails all the time telling you how proud I am of you, that you have taken it, you know, this far. So I'm waiting for the next book to come on out. You have it in you, and you need to put it on paper and get it on out.
Well, that's funny you would mention that. She
made
a funny segue because it just so happens I have my sequel coming out in about 3 weeks. It's called, just like the name of my show, it's actually called Upfront and Straightforward. And this one is actually the difference between it and Mo 1. Mo 1 was pretty much for the fellas, even though I had a lot of women read it. It was pretty much, if you read it, you can tell it's written for the fellas. Whereas Upfront and Straightforward, I would say it's about 60% geared towards men and about 40% geared towards women. So it's geared towards both genders. And
okay.
But, yeah, that comes out about roughly 3 weeks. So listeners, pick that up. It's called Upfront and Straightforward, just like the name.
What's it called again? What's it called again, Alan?
Dude. Yeah. But anyway, let me ask you. Let's get to you. When did you first become interested in hosting social events for upscale urban professionals?
You know, this is a hard interview because I know you know all of this, and so it's hard to go over all of this, but I am doing it for everyone else.
Right.
I know
my
you know all of this about
me. They want to know the Kimberly J. Brown backstory. See,
so
real quick, before you answer that,
uh-huh.
I've had a few. The people I like to invite on my show are usually either dating coaches, relationship advisors, seduction gurus, but one other category, I like to invite people on my show who sponsor events for singles. And quite frankly, I don't run into that many, at least not personally. I'm sure there's a number of them around the country. But I've had at least a couple, two or three on the show. The only other one I had from Chicago, and my listeners definitely remember her, was a woman named Hot Honey. She runs an adult swingers club in Chicago.
Damn.
She be getting freaky deaky. That was actually one of my most listened to this day. That's like my third or fourth most listened to show. But yeah, she runs called the Sex Kids. But anyway, the closest one I would compare to you would be a young lady I had last spring named Felice Weaver. She kind of hosts and sponsors events that are very similar to yours in Los Angeles.
In L.A., right.
Yeah, and it's mainly geared towards, you know, upscale urban professionals. And, we had a good conversation. But anyway, I wanted to know, tell my listening audience, what first gave you the bug to want to start hosting and sponsoring parties?
Well, I never really wanted to start hosting parties, but when I got divorced and, you know, I've been with my ex-husband for probably 10 years, dating him and married to him, and when I got divorced, I didn't find anything I liked to do. You know, if I went to another function that called itself, you know, grown and sexy, you know, I was going to scream. Yeah, honestly, I was going to scream, so I just could not do another club event. And I couldn't find anything that I enjoyed doing. And so, you know, my personality is, if it's not there, I'm going to create it. And so that's what I did, is I decided to start putting on some events that I would want to go to and then just kind of hope that people would come along. And it grew from there.
Oh, well, that's interesting. And that's kind of almost a lesson for any of you out there listening who might have entrepreneurial desires. You know, she didn't see her desires being fulfilled, so she created the niche that she was looking for herself. I like that in you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, so now when thinking of many of the social events you have attended for singles, let's say before you created your own events and then maybe even shortly after, think of one or two characteristics about some events you might have visited that you liked and said, okay, I'm going to kind of, you know, borrow that or imitate that. And then what were some of the weaknesses of some of the social events you went to?
Well, some of the things that I liked, once I had made up my mind that I was going to start doing some social events, I started to sample everything in the city to see what was out there and try it out first before I tried it. And, you know, it wasn't just African-American functions. I also would go to white functions and Latino functions. You know, I would do whatever. What I liked the most that I saw out there was a social group, and I'm not going to plug them right now. They have in Chicago. It's a white-based social group, and I was one of the few African-Americans who went to the events. But they would do everything from, you know, horseback riding to flag football to wine tasting, and they had a really tight group of singles. And I liked it, but I hated being the only black person there. So that's what I was going for, something where we were getting out, having a good time, and able to, you know, have a relaxed feel to it as opposed to a forced feel of a club. I also went to some, you know, I went to tons of clubs and they were always the same people having the same conversations and I didn't like that at all. But I also tried some lock and key parties and some speed dating parties. And, you know, for all of those, it seemed like it was forced communication as opposed to just like a nice, relaxed feel, and that's what I was looking for, something that was a relaxed feel to it. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't find it.
Now,
so
I can say, Kimberly and listeners, when the intimate setting was full throttle, I used to go to her website, and she had a number of activities, and she didn't have too many that what I would call cliche basic activities. She had, as you mentioned, stuff like horseback race. She had all kinds of just really different types of events that I think a lot of singles probably wouldn't be exposed to. And so you want, that was your specific mission to offer different, like you had skydiving, didn't you?
Mm-hmm, and, I sure did.
And yeah, matter of fact, name two or three kind of events that kind of outside the box that are not just your normal nightclub type stuff.
Well, our game nights were the most popular.
Okay.
And the game nights, starting the intimate setting and not thinking that it was going to be as large as it got to be, I would sometimes host the events in my house. And game night was one of those. So we would play all type of board games. And, you know, my house is probably on the first floor, 1,200 square feet. And one time at a game night, we had 175 people in a 1,200 square foot space. So it was packed, but everybody was having a ball. They were playing Taboo and you know, Monopoly and, you know, poker and just a variety of games. And these are all professionals. Typically, they were from 30 years old to 55, and everybody was having a ball. I mean, it was, you couldn't hear yourself think in there. We had no music on because nobody would have been able to hear it anyway, and people just had a ball. But we'd also do things like bowling night, you know, getting professionals out of the typical and doing something fun. Most people had not bowled since they were a little kid. And, you know, so they were like, wow, I haven't done this in so long. I'm having a ball. So that's what we go for, in events, is we want people to have fun. We want people to relax. We want people to take off their, you know, the air that they wear into the club. We don't want them to have that. We want them to just be themselves.
Okay. Now, in your opinion, and you probably just mentioned some of them, but so I don't know. I might be asking a repetitive question, but what are some of the factors you think that contribute to a great social event, particularly for what I would call middle-class professionals? What do you think are two or three components of a good social event that would make people leave that event saying, man, that was a good time?
It has to be an event that is, you know, has a relaxed, inviting feel to them, where people, you know, kind of feel safe going out and meeting other people at the event. A lot of times at events, I don't know, it's here in Chicago, I don't know how much it is at other places, but here in Chicago, people tend to stay in the clique that they already know, and they don't really venture out. Well, I create an atmosphere where people, you know, even if they came by themselves and knew nobody when they first got there, by the time they leave, it takes them 10 minutes to get out the door because they're so busy saying goodbye to everybody, you know, all the people that they've met while they were there. Mm-hmm. So I take the fear out of going and doing something. And I think that's really, you know, making sure that people feel comfortable is the biggest factor. And I don't think that a lot of people give thought to that. You know, how do you create that type of an environment?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me check on at least one or two. I don't know. Sometimes I have people just listening. Other times they might want to ask a question. So hold on a quick second. 501, are you just listening or do you have a question or comment for my guest? 501.
Hey, how y'all doing? This is Minister City. How y'all doing?
Oh, pretty good. Yourself?
Doing good.
I'm fine. I would have a question, but I got one question before I have a question. What are we exactly talking about?
Well, I have Kimberly J. Brown. She's a social events organizer from Chicagoland area, and she's well known in Chicago for throwing really nice parties for urban professionals, and she's about to branch out nationwide with some other events. So do you go to any party? Where do you live?
I've been in Arkansas. I'm way down south.
Oh, you in Arkansas. You ever been to Chicago?
No, I've been to Detroit, though. I got an auntie in the south side of Detroit.
Detroit? Then why? I asked you about Chicago. Why you going to pay him Detroit?
No, I'm sorry, man.
like they first cousins or something. I'm talking about Chicago. You're like, yeah, man, I got some cousins in Detroit.
What part,
you need to
what part of Arkansas? What part of Arkansas are you from?
Little Rock.
What part of Arkansas? Little Rock. Oh, okay. Been to Little Rock many times. I've been to Hot Springs Village lots.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm very familiar with it.
So, see, Kim might come to your city, man, and just throw some bomb-ass party, man, so you're going to have to go out and support it.
If she does, I will be in the house. Hey, remember me?
Well, all right, brother. I appreciate you listening, and keep on listening, mister. I got relatives in Detroit. Boy, I tell you, see, you ask a brother, yeah, you been to Las Vegas? Nah, I ain't been to Las Vegas, but, you know, I got relatives in Sacramento. Oh, I tell you, brother, something else. But right now, folks, we're going to take a break, and I'm going to let Kim get a swig of water, but I will be back in about 2 to 3 minutes. After this quick intermission break, don't go anywhere.
Do you want to let loose? Yep. Do you want to vent on the issues all the time? Do you want to express your view? Yes, sir. Then sound off. This is your host, Harold L., okay? Inviting you to join me on Blog Talk Radio with the Sound Off Now show. That's what's up. Real life. Real issues. Real talk. Okay? Uncensored. Join me on the SON Networks Monday and Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern for some of the most controversial issues and forums as we simply sound off. I'm there. Come join us on Sound Off Now, where nothing is off limits. That's what's up. www.blogtalkradio.com/sound-off.
Just so listeners know, there's a letter in my first book, Letters to a Young Brother, Manifest Your Destiny. It's called Finding Your Swagger. In fact, it's so funny. I just got a letter from a young brother that he read my book and it's changed his life. And he also put it in, he said, and you know what? I found my swagger. Now all the girls like me like you said they would. I was so tickled by that. Yeah.
Oh, man, you got to love it.
Single, lonely, confused, join me. I invite you to listen to the most informative and entertaining talk radio show on the internet for single men and single women looking to enhance their social lives, love lives, and or sex lives. Get on the phone right now and tell one or two of your single friends to listen to Upfront and Straightforward with yours truly, Alan Roger Curry, Thursday evenings at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, and 7 p.m. on the West Coast, right here on the Blog Talk Radio Internet Radio Network. Now return to my interview with social events organizer and entrepreneur Kimberly J. Brown on Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry right here on the Blog Talk Radio Internet Radio Network.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in to Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry, I have a very charming and industrious young lady by the name of Kimberly J. Brown. In addition to being an estate planning attorney, she keeps a lot of the urban professional singles in the Chicagoland region busy with their social lives because she hosts and sponsors some of the hottest parties for the upscale singles in the Chicagoland region. And now, we were just talking to a guy who was in Arkansas, And Kim, I want to know, have you ever, like, just to do, I don't know if research would be the proper word, but have you ever gone to other cities to see what people are doing in those cities for, like, upscale singles?
I have gone to other cities. I have not found a lot of events that are happening for singles, you know, targeting singles. I've seen some groups. There's one in Atlanta that does a similar game night that I do, but they do it to a larger scale. But, you know, I really haven't found many outside of L.A. who are doing singles events, which is why, you know, North Meets South is a national organization. And what it is I am creating a network of local chapters, and we will have national events and local events that are targeted towards singles. So let me put in a quick plug here. If there's anyone out there who is interested in, you know, helping me get something started in their city, please get on my website, northmeetsouth.com, and send me an email. Go to contact us and send me an email. You don't have to already be experienced in hosting events. I wasn't when I started. You just have to be outgoing. You have to be caring, and you have to be a self-starter and willing, you know, to let me train you, because I have a definite process that I go through with the person. So if you're interested, get on the website and send me an email.
Well, I can warn you, if you mail, man, you better be ready, because, boy, she cracks the whip. Kim playing for
that's just in your dreams there, Alan. You know that.
Oh boy, yeah, I always tell, speaking of dreams, I always tell Kimberly that I can see her in one of them dominatrix outfits, because boy, I've seen her getting her little, what I call her bossy zone. Woo! She ain't scared to tell no brothers what to do. She'd be like, yeah, move the food over there. I see it right now.
I just needed some help that time, Alan. You just, you know, you know, that's just your fantasy, okay? Just leave it at that.
Now, one of the things I teased when I had Felice Weaver on the show, talking about her events in L.A., I like her early teaser that a lot of people tended to refer to her events as, you know, bougie. Anytime you talk about events for upscale singles, inevitably the term. But do you get that criticism from a lot of people, different factions? Like, oh, Kim, you just get them bougie parties.
Not one single time. I think you could go to every attendee and ask them. In fact, if anything, I sometimes make the people who come in with the bougie air a little bit uncomfortable. Because I kind of force you to you know, get rid of that air. At some of the events, we do mixers. And what a mixer is a way for people to get to know each other. And in one of the mixers, I think you might have been at one of the mixers, we require the women had to do some push-ups and the men had to do some sit-ups in order to get to the next stage of the mixer. And I remember these two women who had never been to an event before. They were like, oh, are you serious? You want me to do a push-up? Are you serious? Now, they didn't have a skirt on or anything, so it wasn't a concern like that. So, you know, I said, yes, I expect you to do a push-up. You know, they were looking at the guys who were asking them to do it, and they were like, oh, no, I'm not doing that. By the end of the night, these women had done these push-ups. They had done everything on there, and they were cracking up in the corner. You would not have recognized them as the same women who walked in that door with that air on. So it's something we try to... You know, we really encourage people to just let down your guard, let down your hair. If you're bougie, come on, join us, but don't bring that air with you. So everyone, I don't think that you would get a single person who would say that our events come off as bougie.
Well, I can tell my listening audience, I've been to, what, I want to say at least four or five of these. Now,
right.
Well, first question, did you retire the intimate setting? Okay, so that's pretty much done. Yeah, because I went to, as you know, a number of the intimate setting events, and yeah, I can't say that I really met too many bougies. Now, what's funny, what kind of ties in with my book, and I should have had some kind of collaboration with you back then, is that the one minor criticism I had a couple events is that it would be all these single women around, and like at least a third of the brothers would just be standing talking to other brothers. And like I remember one of the couple brothers, I'm like, hey man, how come you ain't interacting with none of the honeys? Oh man, you know, like I'm just chilling against this wall. Or and see, that's what I would say. You need to read Mode 1 so you can just have the gumption to go over and approach. But no, but yeah, it did have all the functions I went to had a down-earth air. And to me, for men, it was always nice because there was always more women than, you know, at minimum, it might have been equal one or two times, but usually it was more women than men. Now, let me ask you this. When you put on a lot of your events, are you just looking to have everybody have a good time, or do you have a particular leaning towards singles?
Well, okay, what we have created now, we retired the intimate setting. Mm-hmm. I retired the intimate setting almost 3 years ago now, and I'm just starting things back up again. And I'm starting things back up again because I love doing it, but also because, you know, 3 years later, I'm still getting weekly requests from people telling me, you know, dude, I can't find anything to do. Can you please start your events back up on a weekly basis 3 years after I stopped this group? Mm-hmm. So we're starting things back up, but we kind of have three branches now, as opposed to the intimate setting that just kind of targeted single people. So now the way it's structured is NMS Dating LLC is the parent company, and then we have three branches from that parent company. We have one branch that just focuses on professionals generally, because one of the complaints some people had was, you know, I would love to bring my married friend along. You know, I'm not comfortable coming out by myself. Can I bring my married friend along? Or, you know, for the game nights, we would have a lot of people say, you know, dude, I hear about all of your game nights. Why can't I come? I'm married, but I want to come. You know, I want to do something fun. So I went ahead and I started a branch that is for all professionals, and we're going to do many of the same events for all professionals, not just singles. North Meets South is just for singles. So it's for people who have the time but just don't have the events to go to. Mm. And then the third branch is, you know, one of the things I've always loved to do is matchmaking. And I've done it kind of impromptu at many events. I have people all the way back from college who I got together. There's a whole long story behind that. If you have some time, I'll tell you about it. But the third branch is the matchmaking branch, and that's something we're rolling out in May, and it's called Connections by Cupid. So, you know, we are definitely making sure that we are covering all bases on this one and making sure we have definite lines, you know, as we're developing the different brands. But it's local and it's national, so that's something that people need to be aware of. We're going to do the national events, but we're also going to be doing local events, and the local events are what I need people's help with.
So you're going to be building a network all over the country of, like, so they'll have the Atlanta chapter of North Meets South, the Dallas chapter, the New York chapter, and so on.
Exactly. And we actually call them, we call the different chapters elements. So we'll have elements all throughout the different states, and hopefully one day, you know, internationally. But one of the other things that kind of ties people together that we have already going, on our website we have a place called Private Parts. And, you know, I named that with you in mind there, Alan. So we have...
Okay.
So we have a section of the website called Private Parts. And what that is, it's a social networking a portion of the website where our guests can go on and put their profile and their photo up, and that information stays up there for 3 months after they've attended an event, so that people can, you know, still stay in contact with one another through a social network. So, I mean, we're really tying all of these pieces together pretty well this time.
Mm-hmm. That sounds really nice. So, So wait a minute. Okay, let's say okay, this is all started and whatever, and say I wanted to, you know, I was going to join North Meets South, and so the first step would be what? Going attending one of the functions?
Yes, and I'm glad you brought that up because there is no joining. Like with the intimate setting was membership based. North Meets South and all of the different components, there is no membership basis for it. So all you have to do is attend the event. It's that simple. Now, if for singles, we are taking people at their word that they are single, but we are also making people aware that sometimes people represent themselves as single and attend our single events and they are not. It does happen occasionally. It doesn't happen often, but it does happen occasionally. We screen everybody on the matchmaker side. We screen everybody, drug testing them. We are, you know, doing a credit check on them. So if you want that added level of making sure that this person is who you say, you know, who they say they are, then, you know, they need to go to the Connections by Cupid.
Wow.
So
you're doing the serious CIA background check and everything.
I am doing all of that. We're doing background checks. We are doing credit checks, and we're contemplating. We have not decided whether we're going to do a drug test on people yet. So, but you know, we are trying to take the guesswork out of dating. You know, okay, let me just use this analogy with you. I think that dating or finding love is a numbers game just like finding a job. Mm. The more interviews for a job you have, the more likely it is you're going to find a job you're truly happy with. But if you only go on one interview, then you're more than likely going to end up with the job that you're going to have to settle on as opposed to what it is you really want. And so what we are doing in Connections by Cupid is we are finding people who meet the criteria that you set forth, and we are doing all the checks for you, and then we are saying, here are the people who meet your criteria. Who are you interested in, which of these individuals are you interested in going out with? And that's, of course, after you've met all of them, you get to make that determination. So we're taking a lot of the guesswork out, and we're saving men tons of money. You know, it's a great process. It's a 5-step process that we use for that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, see, don't stop mocking me. I heard you. Because you know what's funny? I've compared you already tonight to Felice Weaver, and more than any other guest that I've had, because that's kind of a characteristic of mine. I go, mm-hmm. If she was the number one person that kept mocking me after I do that, she would go, mm-hmm. And but hey, I can't help it if I go, mm-hmm. That's my way of saying it. That was very interesting what you said. So what I'm going to do, I'm gonna take another quick break. But listeners, if you have some questions or comments for my guest, Kimberly J. Brown, or you just want to call in and tell us what's going on in your city as far as, you know, parties, singles, events for professional people, you can do that. Matter of fact, wait a minute. I see a 111. I don't know what area code that is. I don't know if you're listening or if you have something to say. Let me see if I can unmute your phone. 111. You there? Hello? Hello? You probably don't know that I just unmuted your mic because you probably don't know you got a weird area code. Anyway, we'll be right back in just a moment after this intermission break. Don't go anywhere.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Is this the Alex Roger Curry of Mode 1 fame? Oh, my God.
When I made the movie, it was never my intention to bash black women. What it's about is trying to show black women for the first time that some of the contributions to why relationships don't work actually do come from this.
So online dating actually allows you to get to know someone far better than if you met someone for 20 minutes in a bar.
Really? I actually agree with that. I agree with Evan O'Hara.
We were created to couple up, and I don't care who you are, how successful you think you have it, or how happy of a life you think you would have without a companion. We were created with a longing to couple with someone else.
Only
God can judge me, and only God can judge these people. Everyone has the right to live their life, and who am I to judge a person for what they want to do? If it works for you, more power to you. Go ahead.
L.A. is like a meat market.
Don't I know?
I don't know what it is, but people, somebody's looking for something. So fried chicken is like women to me. I mean, it's just a beautiful thing. I even wrote a poem. Tastes just like chicken.
Miss McDermott, glad to have you here.
Alan, I'm just feeling a lot of love right now. Yeah, you got me all a-tingling, so let's talk about
702 is upfront and straightforward with Alan Roger Curry and Jimmy Jean-Louis.
Hey, what's up, Alan? What's up, Jimmy J?
Hey, how are you? Jimmy J, somebody knows me.
Oh, my goodness.
I couldn't do this.
Alan.
No, you know, hey.
You're horrible.
What?
Single, lonely, confused. Join me. I invite you to listen to the most informative and entertaining talk radio show on the internet for single men and single women looking to enhance their social lives, love lives, and or sex lives. Get on the phone right now and tell one or two of your single friends to listen to Upfront and Straightforward with yours truly, Alan Roger Curry, Thursday evenings at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, and 7 p.m. on the West Coast, right here on the Blog Talk Radio Internet Radio Network. Now return to my interview with social events organizer and entrepreneur Kimberly J. Brown on Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry, right here on the Blog Talk Radio Internet Radio Network.
Welcome back to Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry. Tonight, I'm joined by a young lady from Chicago. Her name is Kimberly J. Brown, and in addition to all the other responsibilities on her plate, such as being an estate planning attorney, she provides social enjoyment for many of Chicago's African-American middle-class professionals. She formerly had events under the name of The Intimate Setting, but now she's moving into a more nationwide venture entitled North Meet South, in which she will have different chapters or what she refers to as elements all over the country. Now, so based on what you told me, this is just not you. I mean, I'm sure you were the catalyst, but you're working with a team of folks.
Well, I hope to be working with a team of folks. Right now I have one single element that I started, and she is in the western suburbs of Chicago.
Okay.
But I need a team. I need some help. So I'm in the process of trying to hire commission-based only, so don't get too excited. I'm in the process of hiring right now some people to help me with sales. Some ad sales and some sponsorships and stuff like that. So I'm building my team right now. I have a lot of people who are donating time to me, and I am extremely grateful to them. So thank you. You know, I have all of my friends who are listening to me and building on it and helping me out at the events tomorrow. So Curtis, Anthony,
Look at you forgetting their names.
Oh, I forget names. Devanya, there we go. Devanya, all of you all, thank you for all of the help that you all are giving me.
Yeah, you know Devanya tomorrow going to be like, yeah, I'm going
to kick my butt tomorrow.
You got my name. That ain't right. Thank you. And I got a unique name like Devanya, too.
It's 10 o'clock, Devanya. You know I should be in bed right now.
Well, I'm about to bring on Mr. Arkansas again because he just wrote me a chat room. He got another question. And he probably going to tell me, yeah, he got some relatives in Cincinnati in Indianapolis. What asked him about Chicago. So let me see if I can unmute his. 501, what's up, brother? What's your question and comment right now?
Man, you retarded, but it's all good. No, I just had a question about the price that you charge. I mean, do you have a set rate, or do you just go by, like, it depends on what I want to throw?
It depends on the event. For instance, okay. The event that I have tomorrow, I have a weekly event here in Chicago at Blue 47, which is on 4655 South King Drive. That is a restaurant / lounge, and we are taking it over and doing a board game night in it. That event is free, so you can buy your drinks, you can buy your food. Most of the events that we are trying to be conscious of the climate right now. You know, times are hard for everyone. You know, I was self-funding this venture until my line of credit, my $34,000 line of credit, got closed on me because the bank decided to close it. So I understand what people are going through. So, you know, we try to make sure that everything is people are able to afford it. Now, when people come tomorrow to Blue 47, I do ask that you do buy some drinks and you do buy, you know, something to eat, because the owner, Daryl Petty, you know, he needs to make some money, and he's allowing us to do it there. But, you know, there is no cover charge to get in. And that's the model that we're setting up in the different cities that we are in the process of trying to open.
Okay. All right.
Was that it?
That was it.
Okay. You weren't going to tell me that, you know, you got some relatives in Grand Rapids, Michigan or something, or, you know, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. No, I'm just messing with you, brother. I love to have
man,
fun.
You know, it's all good. I love to laugh, man. I'm sitting here trying to keep from crying because you retarded.
Thanks for calling. Thanks for and listening. And now, it's interesting, and I asked, I think, a couple other social events organizers I've had on my show, when you talk about price for some social events, like you mentioned this one tomorrow, doesn't have a cover, but there's always, at least from my perception, there's always a kind of a fine balance there, because you never want to have a cover that's too expensive that, of course,
right.
You know, it turns people off and says, oh, man, I ain't paying that. But at the same time, I just got to put it out there, you don't want the riffraff up in there.
Right.
And
you're
if stuff is free,
right.
You know, you end up getting riffraff. So how do you
right.
deal with that balance of trying to have reasonable covers but keeping the riffraff out?
Well, I think marketing plays a lot into that. I think the people who do general marketing mm-hmm. get more of the riffraff. You know, hello?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Hello?
Hello?
Okay. I just got a message saying I am now in the host queue.
Oh,
I don't know what that was.
Yeah, that lady talking too much. That English. You are now in the host queue.
Right. What the heck was that? So, you know, what I do is I don't pass out general pluggers. I don't, you know, the people who I have a 9,000 person email distribution, and the majority of those people I met on, you know, on the street, or I went to an event, or I was able to see them, see that they had, you know, some sense, and see that they knew how to behave themselves, and then I invite them out. So I don't just do general marketing to just anybody. So, you know, okay, now I'm off the host queue. I don't know what's going on.
Still
with that.
Talking to me?
Yeah, she's still talking to me. So, you know, there definitely is that fine line. And one thing, if you are going to Blue 47 tomorrow, get there early, because right now our projections are extremely high. The number that we're going to get in is extremely high. So please do get in there early. So one of the things that we may have to do a little bit later on is to put some type of a cover. Just to keep the numbers down. But there are a few different things that we have in the works. Right now we are, you know, building and seeing who we are bringing in. If there are things that we need to change, we are definitely willing to do it.
Now, tomorrow's function is, you said, it's a game night?
It is, yeah. It's board game night meets the club scene.
Uh-huh. Okay, okay.
Yeah,
yeah, like you said, I heard about those game nights being, because, you know, as I tell my listeners, one of our mutual, of course, matter of fact, how I ended up coming to your bar is, you went to high school with my cousin, right?
I sure did. Hey, Jason.
Jason P. Jones. That's
Jason
my younger
P.
cousin.
Jones.
And that's who first introduced me to this character of a woman named Kimberly J. Brown. Let me see. I look like I got somebody from the Chicago area. Area code 773, area code 773. You're now up front and straightforward with Alan Roger Curry. What's your question or comment?
Nice to meet you, Jason.
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
You there?
Yes. Hi, Alan.
Oh, hello.
Hi, this is what's her name?
Oh, this is Devonya.
Don't kick my ass.
But she ain't right here, she's Devonya. She forgot your name.
I'm sorry. What's my name again?
Devonya.
See, that's just wrong. She was up here like, yeah, I want to thank Robert and Charles and Tyrone and Billy. And then what's that other thing?
There's three primary people who have helped me out, and Devonya is the one who's helped me out more than anybody. So Devonya is the one who's starting the West Suburban Element. So she has her hands full. So Devonya is looking for clubs and you know, and marketing, and Devonya is the one who's doing the most work. And why I could not think of your name, Devonya, I don't know. We talk all the time, so I'm so sorry.
I forgive you because you've only known me for a short time, so that's cool. But
now
one thing, Devonya actually came to me because she used to go to the intimate setting functions also. So when I first started advertising for North Meet South, Devonya had sent me an email and said, you know, Kimberly, I've been to the intimate setting events. You know, I know the atmosphere that you like to create. You know, I think that I can help you out with this. So Devonya, it had to have been probably the first week I sent something out, and she's been on board ever since. So I have to thank you for your faith in me, Devonya, and thank you for all of your help that that you've given me so far, and apologizing you for not coming up with your name.
you're welcome, but, you know, I came in on the tail end of the intimate setting, and just when I had went to maybe about three or four of the events, that was when you retired it, and ever since then, I was just like, why isn't she doing something? I want to go to game nights. I want to go to more events. So I am just so grateful that you started it back up, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Now, Devonya.
Well, I'm looking forward to you too.
Devonya, keep it real. We're on Upfront and Straightforward. What you did you eat all of Kim's chicken wings or something? Is that why she's like trying
okay,
to get you
Alan, Alan has a fascination with chicken wings.
Oh,
okay,
I love
me
some chicken wings. Boy, that's my
so
crack
that's
cocaine
like the
of
worst
food.
Thing. That's the worst thing that you could do is to eat his chicken wings.
Oh man, I love me some chicken. Now, Devonya, did you grow up in the Chicago area?
Yeah. I've grown up in Chicago.
And do you, well, this is going to be a question. I know you support Kim, so this is kind of going to be a dumb question. But do you feel like if the intimate setting type events were not on the scene, that you would have felt empty, like, wow, I don't really have anything to do?
Well, I wouldn't really say empty, but like Kim stated earlier, I had attended one of the other groups, the predominantly white group. I attended their functions. And I enjoyed what they did, but like him, I was one of only a few blacks there. And when she started her events and I started going, and it was just like on a totally different level, and I've just been a fan ever since. I love what she's come up with.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Well, that was really sweet.
I did not ask her to call in.
That was really nice of you to say, Devonya. Hey, listen, Devonya, I thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks, Devonya. I'll see you tomorrow. Thank you.
Okay, good night. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, see one of your ace lieutenants, and you was just like, you just naming all the men. That's what it is. You're like, yeah, thank you, Charles, and thank you, Ralph, and Leon. And, oh, shoot, wait, this women helped me, but I can't remember none of their names. But what's brothers and sisters' favorite games? Since you these game nights are so popular, is there one or two games that kind of stand out as being more popular than the rest?
Taboo.
Taboo.
My goodness. People fight over taboos. So we have three taboos for tomorrow. And also there's a new highly requested game called Dirty Minds.
Ooh, that's down right up my alley,
that
boy.
That has your name written
sure,
all over
Dirty Minds, boy, yeah. Give me the basis of Dirty Minds.
Well, what Dirty Minds does is ask questions. I'm going to try to pull up their website also to get it. Because what Dirty Minds does is ask straightforward questions, but, you know, it sounds like you are talking about some type of, you know, something sexual or something like that, and it's a clean answer. But the dirtier your mind is, the harder time you have answering the questions, because you can't focus on anything except for, here we go, okay, the most popular adult game in Chicago, in U.S. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can find a question on here. Of course not. That would be too easy. Okay, here we go. I'm a four-letter word. I'm a name for a woman. I end in UNT. What am I? Can you come up with that?
Oh, wow.
I'm a four-letter word. I'm a name for a woman. I end in UNT. What am I? Mm. And so, Alan, I know your mind. Mm. It's going to take you a while to come up with this one.
Mm, yeah, you're right, man. I don't know what that would be other than
a four-letter word. I'm a name for a woman. I end in UNT. I just gave it away. Aunt.
Oh, aunt. See? You're right. That just proves the whole point. You see, my name was all, my mind was all way in the gutter. But
I know exactly where your mind was.
I mean, and that's so obvious. That's the same thing about
it.
Golly.
And that's how all of these cues are. And that's how all of these questions are. They are the dirtier your mind is, the harder time you have answering this, because you naturally just go to the dirty. You know, I know exactly what you were thinking, but you know, there's a clear answer. You could. They're only 26 letters. So I mean, but you couldn't even get to A because you were stuck on C. You know.
I'm about to play that game. Now, let me ask you, you said, you and Devon, you said that you were one of the few sisters at a predominantly Caucasian singles functions. Do you ever have, like, Caucasian patrons
or
Asian?
Of course. Everybody is welcome. And we will regularly have non-African Americans, and they feel just as comfortable as African Americans do. So, you know, I love to have, you know, non-African American, you know, African Americans feel comfortable in the events. So please come out. It doesn't matter what color you are. We are more actually focused on the age range than we are on the race. So for the professionals events where everybody is welcome, we're typically marketing to people 28 years and older. For the North Meets South events, we're typically marketing at people who are age 30 and older. And for Connections by Cupid, we're a little bit even higher than that. We're looking at people who are 35 and older. So, you know, it's kind of a funnel when you look at it. So you start with the, you know, all the professionals, and you narrow it down a little bit to the, you know, just the singles having, you know, social events, and then you narrow it down even further than that for the matchmaking side. Mm-hmm. But everybody is welcome.
Okay. Well, what I'm going to do is take my final intermission break, but ladies and gentlemen, we're coming down to our last roughly 10, 12 minutes, so if you have some last-minute questions or comments, please call in 646-478-5710. Again, that's 646-478-5710. And like I said, this will be my last intermission break for the night, but I'll be right back in about 2-3 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
What's up, folks? This is Alan Roger Curry of Upfront and Straightforward and Mode 1 fame. And if you're a music lover, I urge you to listen to Madison Media Radio. It's not just music, but it is music with a purpose. Right here on the Blog Talk Radio, Internet Radio Network.
Available at McClendonReport.com. How to find a good black man. How to find straightforward.com.
Do you think that guys, to one degree or another, have to play the role of the bad boy to attract women, or they just need to remain who they are and just, you know, be patient?
No, they need to combine their game. They need to go in with an attitude that I'm going to be a gentleman, but I'm also let you know that I'm attracted to you. You know, I want to kiss you. I want to hold you. I want to take you out. I want to date you. You know, if you think I want to get in your pants, you're probably right. But at the same time, I like you. I like you. I want to see you.
Single, lonely, confused, join me. I invite you to listen to the most informative and entertaining talk radio show on the internet for single men and single women looking to enhance their social lives, love lives, and or sex lives. Get on the phone right now and tell one or two of your single friends to listen to Upfront and Straightforward with yours truly, Alan Roger Curry, Thursday evenings at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, and 7 p.m. on the West Coast, right here on the Blog Talk Radio Internet Radio Network. We now return to my interview with social events organizer and entrepreneur Kimberly J. Brown on Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry, right here on the Blog Talk Radio Internet Radio Network. Welcome back to Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry. Down to my last roughly 8 minutes or so, 7-8 minutes. If you're tuning in late for whatever reason, maybe you're watching basketball, my guest this evening has been a young lady I've known now for about 3.5 years. Her name is Kimberly J. Brown, and she is a single social events organizer and entrepreneur in the Chicagoland area. She was best known in the Chicago region for her parties under the title of The Intimate Setting, and now she's kind of branching out beyond Chicago and looking to go nationwide with her newest venture entitled North Meet South. And now, what if you have, Kimberly, what if you have, I know you mentioned like in your new venture you're going to have like a matchmaking component.
Yes.
And I know nowadays online dating kind of is conducive for a lot of people who would normally be shy, because I don't think anybody's shy over the internet. But do you have people, maybe men or women, who might tell you when you've thrown parties that, hey, I want to come to your party, Kim, but I'm just not good at talking to members of the opposite sex. I'm too shy. Have you ever gotten that type of feedback from anybody?
We have people all the time who will come and are shy, and I spot those people almost immediately, just like the guys who you're talking about who kind of stood to the side. Mm-hmm. People don't get to stay long by themselves. You know, as soon as I notice it, I go and I pull them into a group of people and I introduce them around. And usually that's enough to get people starting, you know, talking. So shy is fine. The internet, oh gosh, I did internet dating, and I will never in my life do internet dating again. Wait a minute now.
I've had some guests on my show who promote online dating. What's your top two to three biggest criticisms against online dating?
Yeah, there was right. You had a guy on there who was talking about, oh, you know, you get to know somebody better on the internet, you know, through internet. Bull. That is bull. You do not. You get to know the person that they have created. So, you know, the shy person now becomes the outgoing person on the internet. People can be whoever it is they desire to be if they're talking to you over a computer. So when you meet them, that person is typically different than who they've represented themselves to be. I met this one guy whose picture, you know, he showed he was in shape. I didn't recognize this dude when I met him. He had to have been 350 pounds. And he was only like 5'8". I mean, it was like, dude, where was the other half of you in that photo? So it is. I think internet dating is the biggest waste of time. I honestly do, and you could not pay me to internet date again.
Wow. Now, you know, Kimberly, there's certain audio clips I look for whenever I create a new what I call audio loop. I take certain, like, 5-10-second bites. Like, if you heard the start of my show, I get different bites. That might end up being in a future loop because that's a strong statement.
You can put it in there. You
that's
can
a
put
strong
it in there
statement right there. Because, again, I've had about at least 6, 7, 8 guests that's what they specifically, that's like their specialty is promoting
could
online.
Could not pay me.
Could not pay
Alan.
Kimberly J. Brown.
Could not pay me to do internet dating. Couldn't pay me.
Wow.
I've done eHarmony. I've done Match.com. I've done Great Expectations. I've done Chemistry.com. I've done, you name it. I've done it.
I just thought about my guest last week. I don't know if you heard that show, but had a guy, he lives in Texas, Scott McKay, he's a relationship advisor,
mm-hmm.
and
his
wife actually.
Mm-hmm.
And I started the show talking about, because, well, he had both, he was kind of mixed. He was both a fan and a critic. He criticized eHarmony, because I'm not too familiar with how they work, but he said they're too rigid as far as who they try to match you up with.
Exactly.
But he met his wife on Match.com.
Yeah, no,
Kim, like, I don't care about him. I don't care.
Would not do it. Would not
she
do
said
it.
If a gun was
it.
To my head, I would not
I
do
it. I would not do it. it takes the interaction out of dating. And, you know, I think that you need to have that flirtation in person as opposed to flirtation in, you know, over the internet. You know, now, one caveat to that, one single caveat to that, if you meet someone online and then you instant, you know, that minute, go out and meet them and start the relationship, you know, face-to-face and have a true face-to-face, that could work. Now, if you're talking about someone who, you know, talks for a month to someone through the internet, they have no true interaction, no, it's because people are creating who they want you to believe they are as opposed to who they really are. So that's why I create stuff like this. You know, it's to me, this is how you need to meet people. You need to go to an event. You need to talk to them. You need to interact with them. You know, if you don't have time for an event, hire a matchmaker, whether it's me or somebody else, to go out there and find qualified people for you who actually meet your criteria. Otherwise, it's just, you know, it's a waste of your time. It really is.
Wow, and Kimberly J. Brown speaks. I got a last minute call. This would absolutely be my last, assuming that they have a question, comment. I'm going to see if this person just listening has a comment. Area code 323, are you just listening? Do you have a question or comment?
Oh, just a comment.
Is that Rael?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Rael, how are you?
Hey, man. Just wanted to say this is a great show.
Well, thank you. So you were in the chat room, Relation Rael.
Yes.
Yeah, he's a relationship coach. He has a great show on. He does these great relationship chats. If you go on my Facebook page, you'll see some of his stuff. He's going to start posting it on my website.
Uh-oh.
Rael is a great relationship coach, someone who I will be sending many people to.
So, Rael, you're in Los Angeles, huh?
Yes, I am.
Uh-huh. Okay, my old stomping grounds. Okay.
Okay.
Now it's you and Kimmy.
We actually met
off
on Facebook.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Actually, when I posted North Meet South, somehow I don't even know how Rael ended up as a friend on my Facebook account. But when I posted North Meet South, I said everyone needs to look at it. And he was very mode one. He was extremely mode one. As soon as I sent it out, he replied. He commented on Facebook. Why haven't you called me? So now, mind you, I don't know who
this
guy is.
I'm from Chicago. I live in L.A.
So I'm thinking, who is this guy? Why is he saying, why haven't you called me? So I go do some digging, and I call him up. And so I call him, and he's startled that I called him. He's like, this is who? And I said, you asked me why didn't I call you? So I called you.
And you proved too that, hey, I'm from Chicago and I'm gonna call you.
Uh-huh. I picked up the telephone. I called her. So from there, we talked about. He is a certified relationship coach, and you know he works with different groups. You need to get him on the show. He works with different groups, kids, adults, and having good relationships. And so,
yes.
You know, I am by means a relationship person.
Yeah, I'm also the Youth to Leaders for Tavis Smiley's Youth to Leaders Institute relationship coach for them, too, as well.
Oh,
you know,
I went to school with that. That's my frat brother.
Oh, really? AKA?
What? AKA
Tavis Smiley, right?
AKA, that's a sorority, man. Alan Curry said, yo, yo.
Right.
Well, good to meet you,
right?
Yeah,
good to meet you, too, man.
Have you on the show, and, you know, we'll wrap it up, and you can tell me about your expertise and get more in detail on what you do.
Hey, Kimberly said it all. Thank you, Kim.
You're more than welcome. Thanks for calling in, Raya.
Oh, most definitely. I'll send the check, Kim.
Well, folks, that about does it for our show. Thank you so much.
Alan, what about events? Can I say some events real quick for you?
Oh, see, I was going to get to that. You jumping the gun, rascal. See, I was going to flow into that, but now, see, I came in, and see, that's what I said. If you want to work for a boy, she cracked that whip. She's like, Alan, don't be ending the show before I tell my events. What's wrong with you, boy? But no, please, tell my listening audience, particularly those who might live in Chicago or Northwest Indiana, what they can expect at this event tomorrow and then a couple events you have coming up over the next, say, 2, 3, 4 months.
Well, tomorrow at Blue 47, 4655 South King Drive, corner 47th and King Drive, board games. Board games, you can also come for dinner, you can come for drinks. We will have music there, so if you don't want to play board games, you can come and enjoy the music, have dinner, have a drink. It's going to be a great time. I guarantee you it's a great time. No admission to get in. It starts at 6, and you need to be there as close to 6 as possible because we will have to shut the doors. There's just no question about it. We will have to shut the doors. And that's weekly, so it's every single Friday, starting this Friday, until we just can't use the venue anymore because we have so many people coming. So it's there indefinitely. Then we have our grand opening celebration, which is scheduled for Wednesday, May 6th at the Metropolitan Club on the 67th floor of, what is it called now? It was the Sears Tower, but it's now the Willis Tower. Is that what you were saying earlier? The Willis Tower. Okay, so it was the Sears Tower, it's now the Willis Tower. And a piece of trivia for you on that, the Metropolitan Club is this beautiful club on the 67th floor overlooking Chicago, and it's the only private club in Chicago that has always been open to African Americans. Mm-hmm. So they are going to be hosting that celebration for us, and it's going to be phenomenal. That's also where we will be rolling out the connections by Cupid. So if you're interested in matchmaking, that's where you should come. If you are interested in joining our mailing list, go to our website, send us an email on Contact Us. Just send us an email with your email address, and we will add you to our mailing list so you can get everything. As far as vacations go, we have an event in Aruba in May. We are going to be a part of the Soul Beach Music Festival in Aruba in May, Memorial Day weekend. And then Festival at Sea, which is it's a cruise leaving from San Juan, Puerto Rico in August. And then we've locked in with Trump Tower in Las Vegas to host a weekend of events for single people only in October at the Trump Tower in Las Vegas. And then with your help, we will hopefully start these new 6 chapters. We're anticipating starting 6 new chapters within the next 6 months. And the only way we can do that is with, people who listen to your show, if they call us and express some interest, we can train them on what they need to do.
Okay, well said. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are interested in giving her a hand and getting this North Meet South rolling all over the country, please, as she said, contact her. I'm out of time. That's my show for the evening. Again, I'm going to go on a brief two-week hiatus, but don't sweat. I will be back Thursday, April 2nd, with seduction guru Paul Janka. But as always, thank you for joining me, and I'm going to go out on this tune, an oldie but goodie, since they're going to be partying with Kim tomorrow, Friday. You never know. Two people might just hook up and find them some Saturday love. Alexander O'Neill, peace. Have an enjoyable weekend.
Thanks, Alan.
Things just don't work out like we said. Life going on.